You are not just reading it, you are fixing your goals. So with that intensity, you just go through. You need not try to read it word by word. United? Is working? Anyway, leave. Okay. We will create a free and united India. The operative words are free and united. As he wanted it. We are not in Sri Aurobindo's India. This is Sri Aurobindo's India. And remember, when we say India, we are not talking about a nation. We are talking about the head of the earth body. So when you are trying to get a united free India, we all know, according to the anatomy also, that the brain, our entire body is there. So we are not talking about a country fighting and getting freedom, no. The entire earth is one. Then only can the truth consciousness, the one consciousness, exists on planet earth. So be very careful when we are reading those words, because sometimes you want some physical, non-physical. When it was the Sanatana Dharma, it was India who guided the whole world. You remember that? That is what he was telling about the Asia, the people of Asia. That is the heart of the planet Earth. And then, of course, the third ray, fairer, brighter and nobler life. The key word is for all mankind, not a particular group of people. And the fourth one, the spiritual gift. The actual spiritual gift is the synthesis of yoga. I am not talking the name of a book. I am talking what we have to do. And how to do it is there in it, of course. The synthesis of yoga. You should know what exactly the synthesis of yoga is. And how do you know that you are able to synthesize if you are, all life is yoga. Remember, all life is yoga, not this life. We have born previously. We are now in physical body, and later also we are going to have many bodies, because this work needs at least 3 or 4 births for us. And one more interesting thing I would like to share with you is, even now you can have about 9 bodies working in different parts of the country. You are not aware of it. Now itself, your psychic being has 8 more, and that is what the symbol of Sri Aurobindo is. If you have seen, there are 8 triangles. Have you ever seen that? So in that way, when you say all life is yoga, that is also your life. And what do you mean? Your other body's life is your life? The life is the whole life. Am I able to convey what I am saying? Life is yoga. So whenever there is a particle, even that is your part of the life. Because the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom and the divine kingdom, you are also a part of that. That is the spiritual gift of India. A very clear-cut aspect of it is the Vedas, the 4 Vedas. But that was, we don't know when that level of consciousness was there. And in synthesis of yoga, Sri Aurobindo very clearly says that this is a downfall. We reach that level, and because of some abnormal, not correctly balanced angles in our life, we have taken this birth, and the entire humanity is taking this birth. But then, beyond the Vedas, is where Sri Aurobindo's first pranayama starts. I am talking the pranayama because I am not able to remember the year when he was there. In 3 days, Lele, and after that naked in the jail, second in the jail. The third was around before 1926, before the Siddhi day, the third level. And all these are above Vedas. With that you remember. And the final dream is a step in evolution in which we are participating. Okay? So always remember, always read these five dreams. And when I say read, every day when you practice what I have told you in the nights, you just imitate Mother. You go to the above the planet Earth and heal the physical, vital and mental illnesses. Every day you will know your role in all the five dreams. This is the prapancha, the universe that Sri Aurobindo is dreaming. Jai Gurudev. Prayer. To me, as planned.